In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained that in order to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, three basic types of ibadah. One is tilawat of Quran Sharif. The recitation of the Quran Sharif is the basis of all nafil ibadat and zikr. And it is the means of gaining Allah's ma'rifat and Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. Even without understanding, Allah blesses a person with the recognition of Allah and the love of Allah by reciting Quran Sharif. And another great quality of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, that a person is speaking directly to Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah Ali says, if a person recited Quran Sharif and thereafter he takes qasam and oath that I've spoken to Allah Ta'ala, his oath will be correct, that he has spoken to Allah Ta'ala. The second is namaz that Allah speaks about. Namaz is a bodily ibadat in which all physical ibadat are included. And the third, Allah Ta'ala speaks about spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, which includes zakat and charity, lillah, sadqah, etc. And that is all monetary ibadat. So when a person does this, then he is on his way to Allah Ta'ala. And as Allah explains in the next ayat, he's doing such a business in which there is no possibility or no thought of a loss also. This business only has got profit. لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ تَاكِ پُورَ دِي أُنْكُ ثَوَابُ أُنْكَ. They will get the full profits, the rewards, the sawab for this. And not only that, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ or زِيَادَ دِي أَبْنِ فَضْلْ سَي. And Allah will give them even more out of His kindness. Allah will give them extra and more which they did not work for. This is that type of business, the business of deen. A person will be fully rewarded for what he did, and Allah will give much more on top of that also. Innahu ghafurun shakur. Tahqeeq wohi bakhshne wala qadardan. Undoubtedly Allah is that being who is most forgiving. Even the mistakes that you will make in your ibadat, Allah will forgive that also. And Allah Ta'ala will reward you tremendously. Allah is Shakur, the one who thanks and who rewards. And ulama have written the meaning of Shakur, Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazil al-amal al-qaleel. That being who gives a huge reward on a small amal. So engage in the business of the akhirat. The rewards of it will be forever and will be much, much more greater. The profits that we make in dunya's business is nothing, can never compare with the profits that are made in the business of akhirat. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ اور جو ہم نے تجھ پر اتاری کتاب. And O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this kitab that we have revealed on you, the Quran Sharif, هو الحق. It is 100% true. Every letter, every dot, every zabar zair of the Quran Sharif is 100% true. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ تَصْدِيق کرنے والی اپنے سے اگلی کتابوں کی. And this kitab is such that it testifies to the truthfulness of the previous kitabs, the Torah, Injil, Zabur, etc. Those original kitabs which Allah had revealed, the Quran Sharif testifies to the truthfulness of those kitabs also. And all the subject matter which was in all the previous kitabs, all that is found in the Quran Sharif. Inna Allah bi ibadihi la khabirun basir. Beshak Allah apne bandon se khabardar hai, dekhne wala. Undoubtedly Allah is watchful over His servants, and he is fully aware of all what they do. So keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. It is just like a person is driving on the road and he sees that they are tripping, they are for speed. Then immediately, without him thinking, his leg goes off the accelerator. Even if he was within the speed limit, still his leg goes off the accelerator. So whenever we make salam, see the policemen of Allah, the kiram and katibin, which are on our shoulders. And when we make salam to them, and with the eyes of the heart see them, and then we also take off our legs of making guna. instead of accelerating and committing guna, immediately stop now and come under control. So Allah has got His watchman upon us all the time, and know that Allah is watching us and He knows everything that what we are doing. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. پھر ہم نے وارث کے کتاب کے وہ لوگ جن کو چن لیا ہم نے اپنے بندوں میں. The Allah Ta'ala says, then this kitab, we had revealed it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we gave it in inheritance. In other words, inheritance is a thing which a person did not work for. He just got it free from his father's inheritance, mother's inheritance, whosoever's inheritance, you didn't work for it. So Allah says, we gave this kitab, the Quran Sharif, to you without you working for it. So appreciate this great. And when we get some warso, some inheritance, we feel very happy. We got a huge amount of money for which we did not work. So appreciate the Quran Sharif like this, that Allah has given it. And to whom Allah says, I have given this Quran Sharif in inheritance, those people that I have chosen from my servants. That is those that I have given Iman. The people of Iman, who are the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have given them this kitab as inheritance, as warso. And so appreciate it that you have been chosen for this inheritance. Like if there is some inheritance being distributed of some member in the family, grandfather or somebody, then we all hope I also get a share. I don't know if I'm going to get a share. So in this also, that you have got a share, you are a mu'min, you are a Muslim, and you have got your share, appreciate it very greatly. Now, those that Allah had chosen and Allah has made believers, there are three groups amongst them, but all three of them are believers and they are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. The first one of them, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. پھر کوئی ان میں برا کرتا ہے اپنی جان کا. They are amongst them those who are doing great wrong to themselves. They don't observe the commands of Allah. As we see, many Muslims don't make namaz. Some don't even keep roza. Hajj is faraz. They don't go for hajj. But all of them are Muslims. And they will get the reward. Whatever dealing Allah will do with them. But finally, they will get Jannah. So that is one group that is like, they are Muslims, but totally unmindful of Islam. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. اور کوئی ان میں ہے بیچ کے چال پر. And others are in between us. They are those people who make namaz also, and they commit guna also. They make other gunas also. They are in between. So those people are also believers. And they will be also, if they don't make tawbah, then they will be punished for their sins, or Allah will forgive them. But they are believers as well. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. اور کوئی ان میں آگے بھر گیا ہے لے کر خوبیاں اللہ کے حکم سے. And amongst them there are those who have won the race and they've gone far ahead with good deeds. They have saved themselves from sin. Perchance any sin is committed, immediately they become conscious and aware of it. They make tawbah and they fulfill all Allah's commandments. These are the people who are going to be right in front and get the highest stages of Jannah, those that we call the awliya, the friends of Allah. And to be a wali is not some title that is beyond us. It only means stay away from all what Allah has made haram and what Allah has made faraz, what is wajib, sunnat-e muakkada, fulfill all that, and that person is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So it is also, Allah has given us a choice in which group we want to be. The first group will have it very tough in the qabr. In this world also, they haven't done the amal of Allah's rahmat. Problems are coming to them all the time, physically, mentally, emotionally, health-wise. And then in the qabr again, on the day of Qiyamah also, perhaps they have to go to Jahannam to pay for their sins, but eventually they will enter Jannah. The second group will be that group that is in between, that have done good deeds also, that have been obedient to Allah, but they have mixed it. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And they have committed sins also. For them also, though they are of a lesser group, than the first one in punishment, but they also will have to suffer the consequences. And those who are obedient to Allah, Allah's rahmat descends on them in this world already. They will have a wonderful maut, life in the qabr, and an enjoyable life, and forever they will be in the highest stages of Jannat also. So that is what our target should be, to become a friend and wali of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ يَهِي هَي بَرِي بُزُرْغِي. This is the great, these are the great graces of Allah Ta'ala, the special favors of Allah. So that is what a person should strive for, to become amongst those who are سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. وَآخِرُ الْأَمْرِ.